Are you making the shirts for these pictures? Okay. All right. There's some football. Juicy feeling, juice.
Yeah. I like that. I know
it's actually. We're gonna have to change that clock again. It's wrong again.
It's vitamins, fats.
You have 15 seconds.
Maybe it's good. All right, it's 6 o'clock on August 9th. We will call the regular board meeting to order. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence led by Dr. Wilson.
The United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
and indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda.
All right. We'll move on to item 4, the administrative report.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for the time to be able to share a few items of interest, and then I am going to turn it over to Mrs. Kelly Holt as well as Ms. Courtney Hatters. So a couple of things. One, we had a wonderful day of professional learning today. We worked with Mr. Mike Merle from Learning Together. We had the opportunity to take our strengths finder, which is utilizing our top 5 strengths. You take an assessment, and then we were able to pretty much microscopically look at everyone's top 5 strengths. It was a fantastic morning. I think everyone enjoyed it. We have several administrators here. I think they thought it was pretty good. We do have folks as well for the board if they would like to see the peer top 5 strengths are, so we can give those great results. We also talked about strategic planning this afternoon. That was a great opportunity to share some of the work that the cabinet has done in preparation of looking at what the strategic plan is going to look like, as that is a living document and eventually will go public. So that was a great opportunity to get feedback from them. We'll take that feedback, massage it, and then be able to share that again with we also, I had a wonderful opportunity. I had never been to this Delaware State Fair until this year, and it was a great experience. I will note that I did not wear the right shoes. I will change that for next year. But it was a fantastic day. I got to see our students and some of our families. I appreciate Mr. Skews and his family taking me around. Ashley Nash, who works in our front office here, her family was there, and I was able to walk around with her mom. And it was a fantastic day. It was a little warm that day, and it was raining in the morning, and I wasn't sure. And when I went there, I was a little overwhelmed because I wasn't sure where I was supposed to go. And lo and behold, I walked into one of the tents, and there was Mrs. Skews, and I sat down and I said, oh, I know you. but it was really fantastic to see. I had the opportunity to walk around with one of our students, JJ Stevens, and that was a highlight for me to just talk with him. And it was a fantastic day, and our kids did a great job. And I learned a lot too, just about why there were certain things on, a cow and what that meant. And I can elaborate in the private time if you want to do that.
I think that's the same question.
Yeah. But it was fantastic. I really didn't do the rides. That was not my purpose for being there. My purpose really was about our students and families and our deep connection to the agriculture. Next year, we are going to plan it a little bit better. I sort of surprised everybody because of the way my schedule was. And so next year, I will be appropriately attired on my feet, as well as we'll just block out the day and then pretty much then. So it was a fantastic time, and I know a lot of hard work goes into that. So thank you for that, Mr. Smith. I had the opportunity to go out on the bookmobile. That was a great time. That day was hot as well. I was a little more appropriately attired in terms of my footwear, but it was a great opportunity to see some of our community come out. I think it's so very important that we provide an opportunity for children to have access to books and literature over the summer. So that was a great day, and I thank Candy Kelly, and there was a teacher who was with us, and please forgive me, I forget her name, but she was there with her daughter, and so that was a nice one as well. I know we will have a summer school, summer learning update in a few minutes, so Mrs. Holwell and Ms. Casperson will talk to us a little bit more about that. Two other celebrations. One is I did have my one-year anniversary. It was July 18th, and just so delighted, and I'm so excited about the next year. I'm really looking forward to that, and just the amazing people that are in this room, that aren't in this room, that have welcomed me, my husband, plus the opportunity to work with the children we serve, their families, and the community at large. So I'm just wonderfully honored and feel so privileged to be here. So thank you for that. So it's a year too. And then finally, and this is going to be a nice segue into Mrs. Holt for some of the things she's going to share, but we got our state results back and we're highlighted in the press with our growth. So with that, that is a huge celebration, especially after we know the pandemic was here and now it's not. However, we just want to honor the work that everyone has done to have that growth. And so with that, I will turn it over to Mrs. Holt.
So just quickly on the state information, it was directed at our overall math group, and we had some double digits. We aren't back to where we are yet, but as Dr. Brown said, we appreciate the recognition of the growth we have. As we have said, over the summer, we have had several summer programs going. Our 12-month and ESY program, which was run by Ms. Casperson, we had summer camp, and we had summer learning. So we have a quick presentation, and Mrs. Casperson will start.
We did want to show you some of the faces that were used to enjoy our program this summer. For our special services program, we started right after the July 4th holiday on July 5th, and then we ended last week. So we were all at Northern Illinois and all the different programs. So these are a few of our friends. We did have over 110 students. This was the growth of the past year, and we surveyed students from early childhood up through 12th grade. And it's all based on their individualized needs as determined by their IEP. So it was really great to see all of our students kind of in one place enjoying that. Some of the goals we worked on, that's really the main focus for our program, to make sure they continue to make progress on their individualized goals. So of course, we're focused on all of their academic needs, but there's a lot of other things that go into their programming. So I tried to capture all of that. We had, you know, our life skills, some working on some behavioral skills. We had the support of our BCBA and our VT teams coming in. Our high schoolers and middle schoolers tried to get in some vocational skills. Our occupational therapists were coming in, speech and language development. And then we had our physical therapist who comes in and do adaptive PD each week with our students. And then we also, of course, tried to make it fun. Have every Thursday we had, you know, a fun visitor come in just to give the kids, you know, some entertainment. So we partnered with the fire company. They were great to work with. Every kid got to get on the truck if they wanted to and try to use the fire hose. We also had, you know, our Kona Ice truck come, which was for a nice treat. Petting Zoo came around the back. That was great. A lot of our students benefit from some version of that kind of therapy sometimes. It was nice to see them really take to the animal. And then we celebrated our last day by just having a little party. So we had a great time. And of course, I'm very thankful for North for sharing their space for
people. So our summer learning program was also at North Smyrna Elementary. We worked with our principals in the spring to look at the areas of needs for our students. And it was determined that second, third, and fourth would benefit the most from small group reading and math support. So we had about 65 students who came in each day, Monday through Thursday, to work on some specific skills to get them prepared for the start of next school year. Also, our middle school and high school hosted credit recovery for their summer learning. So that was going on their at their respective schools. Summer camps. We had a week of summer camp before summer school started, and we had 2 weeks after. We offered 28 different camps. All of our students who attended summer school were invited for a week of summer camp, as well as a lot of kiddos who signed up for camp. We offered a variety of camps. The art camps were definitely the popular ones this summer. It's funny, each summer there seems to be a trend, and the kids were definitely, we had three different varieties of art camps, and they were definitely full this summer. But the steel drums was new this year. Harry Potter is always a popular one. Miss Luca from the middle school went a year younger this year, and the parents were like, my kids have been waiting and they can actually go this year. So she did a younger group and an older group. The camps are just creativity in motion. The teachers are doing something they love, and it's just so much fun to see what they accomplish in that week. Student volunteers from the middle school and high school came and helped each week. It was great. We put the survey out to the kids, and many of the kids signed up for 1 week, and then they'd say, hey, can we come back? Of course you can come back. And they join in, and they picked whether it was Courtney's program, summer learning camps, and they were so much helpful to us each week. Child nutrition served us breakfast and lunch each day, which is also a motivator for our kids, and they enjoy coming for that as well. And again, as Mrs. Casperson said, just a special thanks to North Smyrna Elementary for all of their help. Each summer, we try to rotate what building we take over for summer programs. It's often determined by projects and things going on within the district, but our buildings and grounds, our child nutrition teams, it's a lot of choreographing, and we appreciate them as well as the building support that we get each year. So that was our summer program. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. One quick question. I did notice that at least if my eyes aren't deceiving, I don't see well far away, but there were former students or Smyrna students that helped support the program in the summer. Am I correct?
Yes.
So what a great way to help build that pipeline of aspiring educators. I think one was Pierce Mayhew, if I was not mistaken. I believe we've had other former students, even currently in grad school, graduates or college, or teaching as a profession. So that's one way that we really do want to highlight the way that we help build our own and have teachers come back to us. So kudos for you for using that as part of our pipeline. And that's a great opportunity for them to get, you don't want a person to go 4 years into school and then do their student teaching and realize this may or may not be what I want to do. So appreciate that. Along with the results, I just wanted to piggyback as well. You'll notice in the future, we will be talking about our data and student achievement. This We've been doing a little bit of that over the summer. Our schools, through the Office of Curriculum and Instruction, are working on their plans, their school plans, looking at that data. And then we're also putting together really recreating that baseline data based on my coming here to the district, as well as last year was our first full year back without any real disruption because of COVID-19. So more to come on those as we progress through the year. So just appreciate Office of Curriculum Instruction. Courtney, I appreciate you being here. I know it's been a long day for you. And appreciate all the work of the teachers, the administrators, the parents, everybody. This district really has a hand in that. It's not just one person. It's a lot of work, and we need a lot of hands to make it happen. So thank you. The last thing I just wanted to share, these reports are in our, they're reflected in our minutes, but I did want to open it up for any other questions or any of the other reports we may not discuss as a group.
It's Judy and yours. I saw a thing about unit count, just monitoring unit count.
Yeah.
Are we kind of on par with where we're expecting to be?
So, yes and no. We have lost units from last year, but we do tend to have a surge here at the end of August. But we have staffed to through attrition, we've staffed to where our count is currently, and continue to monitor for class size and things like that. So we haven't overstaffed in any way, and we do still have our whole harmless number that we're significantly staffed lower than that is.
I have one question for Mr. Holt. I saw in your report about the buses, and I know, you know we're working on the bus driver hires. Where do we see ourselves for this year? How many different routes are our buses that we own going to run? And roughly how many drivers are we going to have as well?
So we are going to employ a total of four drivers. We had one that we hired towards the end of last school year. We picked up three over the summer. We ordered four new buses, as you recall, last year. Those four buses have not arrived and are not likely going to arrive until December. However, we have secured used buses that the Department of Education has assured will be here prior to the start of school, so that we will be able to operate four school buses, driven by school district drivers. We will be working on route creation over the next couple of weeks, so I will be able to better answer exactly how many routes, whether they're double, triple, or we're, I think the best way to describe it is our goal is to maximize those drivers as much as possible. However, we may have to factor in a scale back route where we can possibly running a double as opposed to a triple so that we can support in the event another driver is not here. So we're going to try to optimize those drivers without compromising our ability to maintain our routes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad we're going to have more flexibility this year to be able to try to get the best we can our kids to each school on time.
We are very happy we've been able to secure those drivers as well as be able to start out the year with the buses. We appreciate the Department of Education's support in getting those used buses while we wait for those new ones to arrive. So it's been a big team number.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for all the reports. Are there any other questions? All right, thank you very much. And as Dr. Brown stated, all these reports will be in the minutes if anybody wanted to look at them in detail. Our next agenda item will be item 6, formal public comment. Do we have anyone?
No, we do not.
We do not have anyone for formal public comment. We will move on to item 7, old business. The first is 7.1, board norms and standards. Mr. Snow, you're the
winner. Okay. So we went, we kind of touched on this last month as a discussion item, if you guys remember, and wanting and valuing Mrs. Melick's input, we decided to wait to make a decision until we had an opportunity to hear her thoughts. So, and everybody else's thoughts since you've had time to process this. So I'm more than happy to hear what everybody else has to say or what they're thinking.
I totally agree with the lack of microphones. I read through last week and this month, and I really didn't have a lot of changes that I thought were necessary. I think that we touched on just about everything. I think for me, the most important thing with the Board of Education is to understand that we act as a board, that individually we're just community members. So to keep that in mind is important to me. And to use the chain of command is another thing that I think is really important, to give the staff the opportunity to fact find for us before we draw any conclusions on our own. Other than that, I thought it was a very well-written document.
Dr. Brown, I know you had mentioned that maybe Jesselyn Kenton could work on something similar to the kind of visual attached document. Have you, is that something she felt like confident she could handle, could tackle? I understand not immediately, but when she's back.
Yes, I do. I think that that would be something that she would look at this and just be able to, I say, very easily. But she has been pretty quick with her turnaround. So I do think we could smarternize it for us based on the comments this evening. And when we get that, we could even have that probably in the next possibly even August 30th, depending on the start of the school year in her schedule. But she is fluid throughout the summer.
When we look at this document as something that we would annually review and approve, correct?
That was my thoughts. Each board would approve their own standards.
Yeah. I think just for transparency reasons, so go ahead. Norms and standards for the boards, and I'll read through just the highlighted part of them. So it's demonstrate professional and ethical behavior, be prepared to work, support the decision of the board, adhere to meeting rules, be an active advocate for Smyrna School District, be financial stewards, and maintain confidentiality. And as a board, we wanted to make sure we publicize what we are going to stand by as board members and as a board, how we're going to work together so we're all on the same page.
That's really kind of the top. Change the title of it to be Norms and Standards. It doesn't probably work. Education goals.
That's fine. I think that's just how it ended up.
Okay.
Showing up in the draft. I apologize.
Just something I wanted to say is that it may not make it into this document, but it's just sort of a thought. There's a dual role, there's a supportive role to the board and also a leadership role to the board. So I think that there's a good mission we, if not in writing, at least in practice, maintain a certain distance at times to maintain supervisory authority, those things, without getting too much in the weeds. I want to make sure that as a board, we have confidence in our leadership that we hire and give them the space to do that without micromanaging or being changing the lead. So it might need to go into our norms, which is something I wanted to talk about.
I agree with you, Charlene. I do think that should be part of our norms.
Mm-hmm. Some statement acknowledging the supervisory role of the board and a promise or a pledge to let the administration handle the day-to-day things with our confidence and without support.
I think we could probably tie that into the chain of command.
So would you like to write something to add into that in here, and then we can review that on the August 30th meeting, what your thoughts are?
Yeah, we'll work on something. We'll come back to
that. Okay, sounds good.
Action item, we would like to approve this as a first read. Mr. President, I move that we approve the board norms and standards as a first reading.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Dr. Wilson to approve the first reading of item 7.1 of the board's norms and standards. Any discussion? Hearing none, move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. It's 5-0, the motion passes. We can move on to item 7.2, regular monthly meeting places and dates.
So at our last board meeting, the administration brought forth dates and topics of the meetings that typically occur during that meeting time in that month. I don't believe we have the locations. We asked the board if they would like to continue with visiting schools. They said yes. So we included the locations based on prior practice. So that's what you see before you. There are two I neglected when I redid the form on May 8th. That will be at JBM. Because that is our teacher of the year event, and it just is a space more optimal to have that celebration there. And then on June 12th, it would be in this room in order, and we can update that and then get that out to everybody in the board so desires and approves the dates and the locations. And again, the board meetings will start at 6 p.m. Which will combine the work session, business meeting, and executive sessions.
The December meeting, is there a reason we moved it to the second Tuesday other than it just pushed it so tight to Christmas? Is that the whole process? Yeah. Okay.
I believe it's the second Wednesday.
Or second one, sorry. Yeah. Second Wednesday, I apologize.
It was a lot in that last week, but Christmas got where everyone to kind of come together, so we thought we could move that.
No issue for me. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the recommended meeting dates as presented with the addition of JVM on May 8th and the boardroom on June 12th.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik. Any discussion? Hearing none, move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The motion passes. 5-0. Moving on to new business. Item 8.1, the approval of the board minutes for July 12, 2023.
I'll make a motion to approve the board minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Malik and a second by Dr. Wilson to approve the board minutes for July 12th, 2023 as submitted. Any discussion?
Mr. President, under action item 15.6, I believe you were an abstention on all action items under 15.6 under session 15 of last month's meeting. So we need to make the necessary changes.
That is correct.
Mr. President, I move to amend the motion to state that we accept the minutes as presented with the correction of 15.6.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Dr. Wilson to amend the motion for 15.6. Any discussion on that amendment? Hearing none, we'll move to vote on amending item 8.1, the board minutes. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Abstain.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. We have four ayes and one abstention. I will entertain a motion to approve the amended motion. Item 8.1 as amended. You have a motion on the table. You didn't second.
Not second. I don't have a second. The motion, so that we use the secondary motion to amend it. The main motion is as amended as staff's authority.
All right. Any discussion on the main motion?
I'll be written now.
Like been reading the Robert's Rules for
it. I got it.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon?
Abstain.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. That's 4 ayes and 1 abstention. The motion passes. Item 8.2, the approval of the monthly financial report.
Good evening. We have the financial reports for the end of FY23 included in this month's agenda. The July reports will be available at the meeting on August 30th. So in your packet, you have the school district-wide financial statements, the revenue, the expenditures, our grants year to date. You also have a list of transactions that occurred during the month of June that were greater than $10,000, purchase orders and payment vouchers. The child nutrition program monthly report is available, as well as the student bank account reconciliation. Questions?
On the financial statements for 2023, the personnel cost was, came in below budget, but is that we've been fully reimbursed all our personnel costs from the state and everything, correct?
If you're referring specifically to the state line, yes. So the state projects the need, and then based on the staffing levels and the education.
President, I'll move to accept the monthly financial reports as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Mallock, a second by Mr. Snow to approve item 8.2, the monthly financial reports as submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallock?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. Item 8.3, school choice 2023-2024 school year.
Thank you, Mr. President. 14 choice applications for inter-district transfer and 31 choice applications for intra-district transfer, 7 inter-district choice termination forms, 6 intra-district choice termination forms, 5 denied school choice forms have been received for the 2023-2024 school year. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1 through 14, the intra-district students 1 through 31, the inter-district school choice terminations 1 through 7, and the intra-district school choice terminations 1 through 6 be admitted under choice proceeding.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the school choice recommendations.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mrs. Weber to approve school choice 2023-2024 school year as submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Abstain.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion carries 4 ayes, 1 abstention. Item 8.4, FY 2024 proposed constable salary scale.
The packet that you have in front of you includes a proposed salary scale that represents the salary range that we discussed earlier in the year when the decision was moved forward with our constable. We are trying to standardize those positions that do not have an established pay policy by the state, and using the same logic and the same base scale. So the proposal you have here is based on Schedule 1305, as you have done with the technology positions earlier this year.
I sort of understand rationale and you have ready-made scale. My only thought is, since we're at the initial stage of incorporating the content, I was wondering whether we should make a smaller, more fitting scale. This, it seems odd to I'm curious why they were tying the constable payment scale to the teaching scale when things like doctorate degree and 20 years in a master's, and those things very comfortable to apply in all the individual cases. I was wondering whether maybe prudent, maybe this year we can do this, but maybe prudent to establish a scaled down version just for this position, since there is no existing.
So if I could jump in just a moment, one of the things that we wanted to prepare for in the event we do have applicants that have criminal justice degrees. We are seeing more law enforcement officers with greater than an associate's degree in the industry. We are seeing the bachelor's, master's degrees in the community. So what we wanted to be able to do was offer the most competitive salary structure and hopefully be able to recruit the most, we'll say, dynamic, well-rounded candidates that we could. So this gives us the opportunity to do that.
I thought about that, but it just seems to me that the position and the nuances and demands of the position might require their own structure, scale for education and experience and such, certifications and all those other things you take into consideration. And it just, to me, just tied to this teaching just seemed kind of discorded. It's just, but I understand the rationale, but it just seems like we know what type of applicants we have. If someone was an outlier, then we incorporate that into the consideration. But I think at some point we should try to establish a appropriate scale for the position, even if it's borrowed from the teaching scale.
So if I could
okay.
perhaps just clarify. This is not the base teacher scale. This is a factor of the teacher scale. I appreciate your comment.
Oh, so this is going to be modified.
This is a factor of the teacher scale. So it is a 0.88 factor, similar to what you approved for the technology scale. Okay. Yeah. And a logic that we also had with this is most of the positions in K-12 are based on an education level. It may not go quite as high as a doctorate, but yes. So we can use that logic to build the foundation here, but it's not at the full amount of the teacher scale.
Okay. I don't know about the amount or the scale. I was just saying that at some point we should try to customize our documents and forms and scales to the teacher position. And as well as nice to have a convenient teacher thing now to use, I was just wondering whether or not this looking. So it's for the record, I'm not choosing that a conversation for such a needed position.
So as we move forward this year, if we investigate and find more, I'll say, occupation specific information, we'll bring it back for the board's review and consideration.
Okay. And you could include the certification requirements as a specific item that we reference, like we do in other positions. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the constable's salary scale as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Dr. Wilson, to accept the proposed constable's salary scale as submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weilers?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion carries 5-0. Item 8.5, North Smyrna Elementary change order.
Okay, so we are nearing the final stages of the construction project over at North Elementary. One aspect of that project was we had the $30,000 allowance built in for some of those unforeseen construction-related costs. Due to the fact that that $30,000 was not used in full, we are going to have a credit of $7,671 recognized. So that's what's being reflected in change order 003. So that's for your review and approval this evening.
President, I'll make a motion to accept change order 003 submitted for North Smyrna Elementary.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Malik, second by Mr. Snow to approve item 8.5 North Smyrna Elementary change order as submitted. Any discussion?
Just a question. Did we say credit to the state or to the company? We're paying money out there, right?
So this was an allowance that was built into the cost structure for the project. So that was on our side. So this is money that's not going to be paid to the contractor. So we're recognizing a credit on our side of funds that are not going to be spent or expended with the vendor.
A credit as a nothing received, but just not having to go out as an expenditure.
Correct.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The motion carries 5-0. Item 8.6, Clayton School Construction Document.
So just a quick introduction as we're getting the presentation put up. As you know, we have three major capital construction projects going on right now. They're planning stage, the new intermediate school, the addition of renovations to North, and the addition of renovations to Clayton Intermediate. Up for review this evening is basically construction documents for the additions and renovations to Clayton Intermediate. Those are complete, ready for your review. Wade is here this evening from Vernon Clint Daniel to present some information and secure your approval to move forward to the next stage.
Wade from Vernon Clint Daniel. We're here to have a little presentation on the conversion of Clayton Intermediate School to Clayton Middle School. Again, hopefully there will be a vote and be approval to move it out of construction document. So we have three areas that we are actually doing additions to the building. The building was actually designed by us, and we foresaw this addition happening. So we are staying within the confines of the perimeter parking that's going on. So we are planning within this area, and those additions were planned for that happening here. So those three additions are to the left, we have a cafeteria addition with a small kitchen addition. To the gymnasium, we are adding locker rooms because it's converted to a middle school. And then off to the right, we have our classroom addition. We have six science labs in the lower level. We have two classrooms. And then we have two standard classrooms with some administration support in the gray areas, some restrooms that are happening. Moving to the second floor, we have eight standard classrooms. We have a large home economics classroom. And then again, we have a counseling suite and then another administration area with some restrooms attached to it. Exterior, we tried to mimic what was going on with the building. We have our wing walls, we have our oak protrusions that have a glass side to it, and then we have a round feature that mimics the front entrance of the school dealing with a round function there. As for schedule, but if you approve, we can go to some of the other regulatory agencies. That agency would take about 30 days. Once we have all those regulatory agencies, then we can go to OMB. They usually take about 30 days, although they've been taking about 5 lately. So we'll stay on that and hopefully take the 30 days. And then we see us bidding in November, December, and then awarding in the January report. Possibly. Questions or comments?
Roger, I have a comment for you first, real quick. Can we not use Dropbox on this anymore because we can't open a box on these for that reference?
So I think that was probably a mistake because I transferred the files to a USB, and I think when they were transferred to USB, it kept the Dropbox on them. So I'll make sure they're downloaded.
Like at home, I can look at them, but right now I can't, like as a refresher.
I'll make sure that they're downloaded prior to. And if there's anything, I do have the file, the USB here, so that we can bring anything up right now if you would like to take a look at it as a group.
Wade, a couple questions. Yeah. Question, the first question was, in one of these, V1, V, whatever, the different versions here, I saw at one point that we were up to like 4,800 square feet. I thought at some point we had reduced that number. Are we going back the other way, or was that just an error that I just call it?
So I can't pull that number out of my head.
That's fine. Just something for you to look at it.
So I can definitely say this. We are smaller than what the CN statement. We may have gained by like 10 feet somewhere.
Right.
Hit a bump something. But we didn't add anything big, and we are definitely smaller than what the CN actually stated.
Right, and I remember when we went over previous in, I think, May.
Right.
That's why, like I said, in one spot, I just saw a different number.
Okay.
Like 48,000 something odd square feet. I was like, well, that's really odd. But when I went to Wyckoff, I thought, okay. Anyway, I'll find it again, and I'll send it to Roger.
And then I can send it to me.
Yeah.
What you may have seen is the first floor is one number, and then you probably saw the first floor and second floor combined.
Maybe.
That may be what you're saying.
Okay.
So, but if you let me know what it
yep.
is, I will respond to it and give you an answer.
And then my next question, I don't know if this is for you or for Chris or who. So if we're going to be looking at awarding a bid in January, but we don't know if we're going to have, will we know by then whether we have the full financing to do it, or are we going to award a bid and
We won't be able to award a bid without having additional information known at that time.
Correct.
So that's something that we will be able to, I would say, better answer that question once we meet on the 30th this month, make a determination, and then the outcome of that decision, when it gets executed, likely later in the fall, is when we would be able to better answer that question. Because there's so many moving parts surrounding the market pressure and the funding question.
So can we go up to the point of opening the bids comfortably?
So can I chime
yeah,
in?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can bid a project, okay? You do not have to award a project. Once the bids are open, I do believe you have, it's either 30 or 45 days to accept or deny that project at that point in time. So,
but 30 days, I believe the date in the documents was December 18th, right? Was that sound?
So you're bidding in January.
No, we were bidding before that. Like in
the
here.
The bids.
It said they would be read December something.
I bet you late December.
Like December 18th or something. But that 30 days from that would only give us January 18th.
Right, somewhere in that to say maybe 45. I don't know the exact day amount, which I can find out what that actually is.
That timeline will make a lot more sense on the 30th of this month.
That'd be great.
Because we have to, as a board, this is kind of going into the referendum conversation. You as a board have to agree to a date for a referendum. That referendum would have to have security passwords with this to be able to proceed. We can't make that step until the board makes that approval. We're not making that presentation and recommendation until the 30th of this month. So So without being presumptuous and giving you a date that I'm not sure that you're going to approve, I can't.
Right, but the documentation was approved tonight has dates in it that are past that date.
We have to be able to give you that information. Otherwise, if we wait until after the referendum date to generate those dates, you're going to then be 30, 60, 90 days out to be able to get the subsequent approvals after you approve this component of the construction.
So I guess my question is, can we approve this pending the referendum, right? So is that a possibility? I mean, it leaves everything on the table up until that point. And then at that point, we'll know one way or another anyway. So,
and that date, I think we would just have to be clear that it's, I think we'd have to be clear that we're not looking at a specific date because you can go to a referendum more than one time for the same project or question. So I think without
putting a date on it, just the terminology.
I think as long as the board understands that that's what you're doing, that you're picking that, but it's not going to have a closure date on it.
So for some, I appreciate the fact of us trying to move everything forward at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're trying to do here. We wait until we've got the referendum date and we got the referendum passed to then get that. That puts us even farther back, which, you know, crowds our schools even more, that kind of stuff. So we're trying to do it all at once, essentially. My only question with this would be, this doesn't legally tie us to anything by passing this today and continuing this process forward. The legal tie-in would then be in the December, January timeframe. And by then,
they're not legally obligated until you sign a contract.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You can bid a project.
Yep.
You're not liable until you actually execute the bid number that comes in and you're going to award that.
Makes sense.
And my recommendation is you take it all the way up to there, because then you have even if you say yes or no, you have a finite number of what that school costs at one time. And then you have a real number, and there's no fighting over what the number is at that point in time with any jurisdiction.
Everything up until this point has been a cost estimate. And they have been created by groups that are building schools and building schools in the state of Delaware. But those are just estimates.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot more meaningful when you have a bid return that's got a value.
So the only thing that can hack us up at this point would be us remaining an action. So we can literally go to that.
Correct.
All right.
We're
not accepting any bids.
And we're not going to come to you with a request to do that without a pathway forward, and everyone's going to know exactly what that pathway is.
Sounds good to me.
But we just also need to monitor the state funding that they've committed. Right. So they've committed year one and year two, but these three projects were phased to start year one. The second project was phased to start year two. The third project was phased to start year three. The funding that we received for all three projects were for year one and year two and year one and year one. So we did not receive additional funding in FY24. We will have to make sure that funding is available in FY25. To proceed to a construction stage, and that the state has committed. They've committed to funding the project. It's a matter of the timing of those funds.
But again, if we're looking at December, we have time to work on that.
Correct. And I believe the date, as Roger and has alluded to, that's a planning piece of this documentation. So we can continue to move forward as we have with the other items.
Excellent.
I have just one question. Are you planning to do all three parts at the same time, or the limited stages?
They are scheduled to do all three at the same time.
Okay. And what would that mean for the functionality of the building?
So, luckily, there you are doing additions where it is not a high use area. So they, there will be construction going on during the school year, which does have its challenges. It's been done here much at a bigger scale, a much more complicated scale, meaning Smyrna High School. This is nowhere in the same realm as that. This is a lot easier to do than that. You are doing additions to areas of the building where there are not a lot of student access.
We did a project a few years ago at Smyrna Elementary when we essentially removed the kitchen from the building and added a new kitchen. During that time period, it was anticipated to take, of course, X period of time. It took a little bit longer due to some issues. So we were cooking, plating, prepping, and delivering food from another school to that school, and had a temporary serving line set up in the cafeteria. So we were able to kind of pivot at that point in time and be able to provide lunch and breakfast and lunch successfully to the students at that school. So that could be one of the issues that we could run into here as well. And we are working on contingency plans to be able to ensure that we have food service available to our students for breakfast as well as lunch for the duration of the project.
So the way this is set up is that we're really not modifying too much here. We're changing some pieces of equipment out that happened over summer. The major extra serving line is happening out in this area, which is outside the school envelope and should not interrupt the day-to-day services of the school during the school year. That's happening outside that envelope.
One other question, real quick. In one of the documents, it had separated out the locker room portion.
Yes.
Are we considering not doing the locker room portion?
Okay.
So that's...
So we're going to explain why.
This is a regulatory hurdle that I have to get through with OMB and DOD. They have stated that they're going to fund the project for X amount of money. Okay? That X amount of money is roughly $35 million. Okay? I have to submit a project that is under that budget. Okay. Right now, your all-in budget
is more than that.
Okay. But for me to move through the process for them to allow me to bid it, I have to show them a way that if it comes in, if I have to show that I'm under $35 million, somewhere around that number. So the only way that I can do that is I do an alternate for the locker room. Okay. Not saying you're not going to do it, because these are all estimates that the DOE has put together and OMB has put together and we have put together. Once you have a real number, other school districts have been run into this, then you go back if you need more money. You have a real number and say, okay, this is what our CN said, this is what they actually came with. The inflationary market is X. You need X amount more money to get to that bid.
So that was on there for... moving forward purposes, not because we were actually thinking about eliminating the locker room.
If I show them that I'm over budget, they can allow me to bid the project.
That's fine.
We have to create a path forward with the understanding that we're going to leverage them to show, in order to proceed, we cannot build a school that satisfies the requirements of not only the CN, but the minimum requirements in order to operate the school.
Not a problem. Just like I said, I saw it on there and it was like, that's... it wasn't what I was expecting to see on that particular document.
You will see it again.
Now I'm prepared.
Next project.
Now I'm prepared.
I do have a question on Marshall Green Rock, I guess. I noticed on all the plans everywhere that this is coming from the ag side, but there's no greenhouse anywhere. And that addition is taking up the entire area outside of, or inside of the parking lots. Is there plans for that? I mean, I'm just considering like making an equal opportunity for our students. I mean, the ag program uses that for education and fundraising, and one middle school has it, the other one doesn't. They're not getting the same opportunities in education at the two schools.
So there's a couple things with the greenhouse. The original, I'm gonna go back to the original CN didn't have it outlined. So that was, we'll go back to pre 2020 in the planning stage. Yeah, 2019, it was not specified as part of it. So that's something that the district is going to have to consider a path forward to be able to construct a greenhouse in order to do that. There's a couple other regulatory things that we have to consider as part of the project, which will be more beneficial to do the greenhouse after the fact.
But it has been like considered that's a thing that we're going to take a look at and actually do.
So you know where it's going.
Okay. The only space was like a field.
So there's a going right there.
Okay, because there right now that is a sports field, right?
No, sports field is over here. It's sitting right in here, and the ag classroom is right here, so they don't pop out right to them.
So there's a couple, while we're talking about things that are not there. One of the other things that we have to consider when this parcel is laid out for an intermediate school to eventually become a middle school, one very noticeable component was missing, and that's the ability to put a baseball field on this property. Mm-hmm. We don't have adequate acreage to be able to do that. So we know that this school is going to be a middle school and they're going to want a baseball team. That, at least in the beginning, is going to be using the Little League field or the high school field. We're going to have to come to an agreement to be able to not only transport the athletes from that school to that space, but also recognize that that space is being used by not only Smyrna Middle School, Smyrna High School, Little League, First State Military Academy, but now Clayton Middle School. So there's a lot of things that we have to nail down athletically for a baseball team to exist at that school.
So the field that's at CIS is not...
Not a baseball team. Softball.
Yeah, but could it be... Okay, so the UD vote.
That's something that one of the things that as we're transitioning to a middle school that we had to recognize was not there. It's not available to be able to do.
And I do believe, because this goes back to like 2010, and probably
2008,
but actually eight, and actually it was probably right around 2006 and beyond, middle school sports were not totally implemented at that point in time, I do believe. So that part was not thought about.
Mm-hmm. Wait, could you go forward or backwards to that screen you were just on a second ago? Yeah. So, new wing, bottom right-ish, those oranges, whatever color that is.
Right here.
Yep, those are seventh grade classrooms, right? Isn't that how they're identified? On the map.
Depending on how they want to do it. So we have science labs.
Yep.
We figure these are the eighth grade science lab, and these are the sixth grade science labs. Or however you want to break the labs up, they're pretty much interchangeable.
All right, so when I was looking at urban...
There's classrooms above that.
When I was looking at the map, it shows two seventh grade classrooms and like the science labs, and then all the rest of it's eighth grade classrooms. So our plan is to move the rest of the seventh grade into the original part of the school. Is that the thought process?
So what we're hoping to do in the building is to be able to, is to control the flow of the three different grade levels so that they're not transversing from one side of the building for all of their subjects. What we can't really do is do that with science. So there, all of the science classrooms, in order to be able to accommodate the middle school requirements, provide the same level of, we'll say, availability, size, and everything that the current middle school has, they have to be integrated into the new addition. So in order to do that, we're going to have sixth graders, seventh graders, and eighth graders all using that area of the building. The plan was never to go back into the original building and disturb that and expand classes to make them science classrooms to prevent that flow.
Right. So the rest of the rest non-science seventh grade is going to be in the original part of the building. That's why it shows less seventh grade classrooms. Right.
Correct.
Okay. So absolutely.
There's a couple different ways you can break the building up, which has been discussed, which I can tell you if you want that. How the grades break up, there's like two different versions.
We can do that sometime, but I don't think we need to hold everybody on.
That was something that was honestly determined by the staff of the school district, so that's not... we love Wade and Ken, but that's not something we punted over to them. That's something during the programming and planning stage, we use representatives from around the school district to come in there. We call like our focus groups and planning and programming groups, and we made those determinations internally for how it was going to go.
Sounds good.
Entertain a motion.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the construction documents for CIS as submitted.
A second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Weber, to approve item 8.6, the Clayton School construction documents as submitted. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Move on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll move on to item 8.7, the Smyrna High School Chapter Officer Leadership Training, October 4th through 5th, 2023.
It's a field trip, and actually, Ms. Michaud is in the audience. So if we have any questions, we can certainly let ask her if she wouldn't mind speaking to it. But this is for, if I'm correct, the officer training. It is an overnight trip, and that's why it's on the board agenda for Europe. Any questions?
President, I move that we accept the Smyrna High School Chapter Officer Leadership Training request for October 4th, 2023, is submitted.
Second. I have a motion by Mrs. Malik, second by Mr. Snow, to approve item 8.7, Smyrna High School Chapter Officer Leadership Training, October 4th and 5th of 2023, as submitted. Do I have any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malin?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Move on to section 9, and that is 9.1, board policy review.
This evening, we have two board policies for the board's pleasure. The first one is the board policy 2201, constable's use of force, first reading. We have our first reading for you, Mr. President, of the Constable's Use of Force Policy. This was reviewed and has input from our attorney, as well as precedent set from other districts that he has worked with on their use of force policy.
So the initial board policy has presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mrs. Malik, to approve item 9.2 of the policy 2201, constable use of force, first reading. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Move on to item 9.3, policy 5100, student code of conduct, second reading to revise.
Tonight we have the secondary, intermediate, and elementary school code of conduct for you, and there are some additions from the first reading in the elementary and intermediate codes that are highlighted throughout. We had some work sessions, and those schools wanted to add some options for consequences, and there was some word definition change to the inappropriate behavior, careless and reckless. We took out unintentional. We needed basically intentional rough housing. Just to clear up our definitions, we have about four different inappropriate behaviors. So we wanted the definitions to be more succinct with what they align with. And then we added the and to the restorative practices intervention and the one period SVIP or detention to the secondary tardy consequences that we discussed at the last board meeting. And we added,
I think I emailed you on the cell phone. What we added to that was up to one day. Mrs. Cook did not want to change it to one period because she feels that at the cell phone violation consequence for the high school, sometimes cell phones become a safety issue where it's not really similar to someone being late to class with a tardy. So she wanted to keep it at up to one day SBIP. That way, if it was a safety violation and we had quite calls at our secondary schools or anything like that from cell phone, inappropriate cell phone use, they could be given the appropriate consequence.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the code of conduct version 5100.1, 5100.2, and 5100.3 as their second and final reading.
A motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Weber to approve policies 5100.1, 5100.2, 5100.3 as our second and final reading as submitted. Is there any discussion?
Yes, I noticed that in the table of comments in blue is this computing internet board policy page 17 and 18. That, I think all of us there, right?
Yeah, the blue is a hyperlink. So if families or school employees or students want to look at it online, they can click on that and it'll take them directly to that board policy that sets that standard for that code of conduct violation.
Yeah, I clicked on it. I just want to, because 17 is going to be crowded. So I'm glad to see. I don't know whether you stuck something in there or not, but thanks for clarifying this hyperlink.
Oh, yeah.
The only discussion that I have more on this is it's kind of going on the record of this document's only as good as all of us enforcing it. You know, we all need to work together to make sure that we know it. Our students know it, our faculty knows it, and we all abide by it and also enforce it. Because we can, you know, I know you and your team and committee have done a lot of work to get this this way and review it over the past few years. And I really appreciate that. But I think that we all need to make sure that we work together to enforce it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion carries 5-0. I would entertain a discussion. 10.1. Discussion on the referendum.
You said second reading for the last item. I mean, was it was not?
No, that's it.
I said it was so second and final.
Yep, second.
So we wanted to just discuss briefly the referendum or possible referendum and. A couple of things. We are looking for a consensus or an agreement for us to continue to look at and bring together information to the board on August 30th. And so at that time, during August 30th at our meeting, if it's the pleasure of the board, we would like to request an approval to go to referendum, request an election date, and then provide detailed information at that August 30th. So really, we just wanted to bring that up as the administration to the board to let you know. We've had some internal conversations, but we don't want to continue moving forward without your agreement for us and your direction in that. So I'm not sure if it's a formal vote at night or if it is more of yes, please continue, or no, we would prefer further discussion.
I just wanted to say that I think we need to make sure we have a good elevator pitch for why we need this other short system that the community can understand exactly what we're asking and why, and a snapshot of what we look like without it, what we look like with it, so that everyone's clear because we just, you know, as everyone knows, we just had a referendum recently, and people's mind all clouds together gets conflated. And so someone could say, you know, not people with other hands say, hey, we just did that, what are we doing again? But we need to make it clear rationale so that everyone can either, they can say yeah or nay, but at least be clear about what is actually passing. Let's ask for another handout, another pot of money. This is where we're at, this is what the pandemic did, this is the situation we're in, this is why we need this.
Thank you, and thank you for that thoughtful suggestion.
I think it's, at this point, it's important that you guys keep pressing forward. I think that as a board, when it's time to make the decision, yeah or nay, will be when we have all the information. So until you guys have gathered that, that as a single board member, my recommendation would be to keep moving forward.
I would certainly agree with that. We can't make a decision until we have the appropriate information.
Yes, I would agree with that as well. Please put together as much information as you possibly can to try to be as detailed as we can on exactly what we're going to want. And like Dr. Wilson said, communication is going to be key with this. We need to make sure that the community knows why we need this, what we're going to use it for, and the timeline that we are going to use it in. I look forward to it.
Great. Thank you very much for the direction.
Mr. President, I move to go into executive session.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik to enter executive session. Dr. Wilson? Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion carries. We move into executive session. We will be back here once we return.
If you do anything, you do it in the office.
That's why I told you.
Thank you.
I closed it in there. I think if you close it, it logs you completely out, I guess, because I brought it in there to show the issue, and I didn't even end up showing it for everybody what the issue was. Look like that top. Yeah, that was slow.
Mine.
Got it.
Second, too.
You bought $1 million number of them?
She's not like that then.
For me. What?
I didn't
know. Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 9:33. We will reconvene the August 9th, 2023 Smyrna School Board meeting. We'll move to personnel.
Mr. President, I move that we accept personnel items 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4, 11.6, 11.7, 11.8, 11.9 in their entirety. And 11.5, A through R, T through double C.
A second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mrs. Malik, to accept the recommendation of the superintendent for items 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4, 11.6, 11.7, 11.8, 11.9, and 11.5 A through R and T through double C. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon?
Aye.
Mrs. Snow.
Aye.
Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. The motion passes 5-0.
Mr. President, I move.
Congratulations. It goes to Martez Stevens, the new associate principal at Smyrna Middle School, and Tabby Mann, the new associate principal at Sunnyside Elementary. Congratulations. That's your party. Clap for your
Mr. President, I move that we accept personnel item 11.5, letter S.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Snow and a second by Dr. Wilson to accept. Just a little earlier. Just a little earlier. Item 11.5, item S, as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
No.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. The motion passes 4-1. We have. Now we'll move on to the item 11.10, information only.
It's not a voting item.
Alternative placement report, we do not have one of those as well this month. That's good. I would entertain a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Mallon to enter an executive session. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, move to a vote. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Just for everybody's information, after this, there will not be any voting or anything else that goes on, so don't feel like you have to stay. This is the boring part of the meeting as well as boring.
Thank you.
And
congratulations. Yes, congratulations, everyone. Jonathan, hold on. 41, back from executive session. I declare the meeting adjourned. There we go.
There you go. You